Xavier Alvarez has a problem with the truth. Included among the many lies he's told in the past few years was that he was a former police officer kicked off the job for excessive force, a former hockey player for the Detroit Red Wings, a Marine Corps veteran who won the Medal of Honor, and also that he was, quote, secretly married to a Mexican starlet, unquote. While each of these Walter Mitty-esque lies has its own pathetic quality to it, only one of them is a violation of federal law. In 2006, Congress passed the Stolen Valor Act in a rare fit of bipartisanship. The act provides a criminal penalty of up to 6 months in jail for falsely representing having been awarded any decoration or medal given out by a branch of the military. Congress offered an enhancement of another 6 months in jail for pretending to have received the Medal of Honor. Not long after passage of the act, Alvarez, speaking at a meeting for a California Water District Board, to which he was newly elected, announced his status as a retired Marine, Medal of Honor winner, and victim of numerous shootings. Of course, the Medal of Honor is bestowed very rarely. In fact, going back to World War II, there are fewer than 100 of these men still alive. So in this age of instant information, the strangest thing about Alvarez's lie is that he was permitted to tell it more than once. After the FBI heard a tape recording of Alvarez's claims, he was charged with two counts of violating federal law. Refusing to resign his elected position on the board, he moved to dismiss the indictment as unconstitutional. This was denied, and he eventually pleaded guilty. He was fined, given community service, and 3 years probation. He appealed the sentence to the Ninth Circuit. Americans are reflexively conditioned to think that any time they want to say anything about anything, they are protected by the First Amendment. In a country where the Constitution protects your right to burn the flag on the steps of a courthouse, what could possibly be proscribed? Well, plenty. While most speech is in fact protected, there are a number of areas that have traditionally earned less protection from the court. This includes insurrection, contempt, advocacy of unlawful acts, breach of peace, obscenity, defamation, and fraud. Of course, these pieces of speech are not unprotected by the First Amendment. They simply don't enjoy the same robust protection as other speech. And it was this slender reed Congress, presumably, propped this act upon. But in a split decision, the Ninth Circuit found that, quote, the right to speak and write whatever one chooses, including, to some degree, worthless, offensive, and demonstrable untruths, without cowering in fear of a powerful government, is, in our view, an essential component of protection afforded by the First Amendment, unquote. They overturned Alvarez's conviction. The government appealed, and the Supreme Court last week granted cert. While it is impossible to tell what will happen, the Roberts Court has so far been very protective of free speech rights and will probably not look favorably upon the Stolen Valor Act. Still, Xavier Alvarez is almost certainly more pleased with the result in the case Brown versus Plata, where the Supreme Court last spring decided to require the state of California to release as many as 30,000 prisoners. You see, Alvarez is currently serving a 5-year bid in state prison for misappropriation of public funds, insurance fraud, and grand theft, all stemming from crimes committed while on that same water district board from which he refused to resign. And there's still more good news for Alvarez, since going to prison and getting one's name attached to a Supreme Court case are both interesting and rare life experiences. The next time he wants to impress someone with a colorful tale, he'll have a couple that aren't lies. I'm Travis McDade.